America or Israel First? By John Friend. It's a question more and more Americans are asking these days: whom do Congress and the federal government represent first, the United States or Israel? Whose interests are a priority for members of Congress, those of the American people or those of a tiny foreign nation 7,000 miles away? The answer, in almost every case, Congress places the interests of Israel and international Zionism ahead of the American people. Every year, billions of dollars are sent to Israel while the issues most Americans care about, border security, healthcare, education, infrastructure, low taxes, safe streets, are neglected and ignored. But the vast majority of members of Congress, Democrats and Republicans alike, fully endorse Zionism and the State of Israel, while shunning American patriotism and the interests of the American people. This is particularly true when it comes to the current war in the Middle East and America's unwavering support for the Zionist state. Recently, Representative Thomas Massey, Republican Kentucky, came under fire for daring to point out this very fact, i.e., that Congress prioritizes the interests of Israel and international Zionism over the American people. Massey posted a simple picture on his official X page illustrating how eagerly Congress embraces Zionism while spurning American patriotism, a post that generated an immediate and hysterical backlash from numerous U.S. politicians and pundits. Massey's graphic was denounced as anti-Semitic, with many calling for the populist representative to remove the meme and apologize, suggesting that one cannot both support Israel and be a patriotic American is disgusting and anti-Semitic, Senator Jackie Rosen, Democrat Nevada, argued in response, before delusionally suggesting that Massey's post puts Jewish Americans at risk. Matt Brooks, CEO of the powerful Republican Jewish Coalition, said the post was anti-Semitic and called Massey a disgrace to the U.S. Congress and to the Republican Party. Senator Chuck Schumer, DN. Y., one of Israel's strongest backers in the Senate, called Massey's post anti-Semitic, disgusting, dangerous. Schumer demanded, Rep. Massey, you're a sitting member of Congress, take this down. Massey, refusing to back down, pithily responded, if only you cared half as much about our borders as you do my tweets. The populist renegade representative has come under fire in the past for his independent nature and criticism of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC, and other powerful pro-Israel lobbying organizations on Capitol Hill. In a recent interview with reporter Glenn Greenwald, Massey argued that, unlike the vast majority of U.S. politicians and political commentators, he does not accept the premise that AIPAC has the right to interfere in a U.S. election on behalf of a foreign country. Massey posted the graphic after voting no on H.R. 894, a controversial resolution that effectively condemns any criticism of the Israeli state, according to the New Republic. The measure equates anti-Zionism and critiques of Israel with anti-Semitism, or blind hatred of the Jewish people. Massey was the only GOP House member to vote against the resolution. He was commendably joined by 13 Democrats, many on the far left of the party, in voting no, while 92 other Democrats simply voted present in an effort to punt on the subject. The obsequious support Israel receives from the U.S. is becoming more and more untenable, especially in the wake of the genocidal campaign the Israeli military is still pursuing against the people of Gaza.